From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Many farmers in our region are now reporting a surplus of topsoil moisture. A dry spring ultimately became a wet summer, very wet indeed in some areas. In North Carolina, 23% of farmers are now reporting surplus soil moisture. In Maryland and Virginia, that number stands at 18%. In Ohio, 12% of farmers report surplus soil moisture. Looking at field crops in the eastern United States, it appears the rainy summer is having a positive impact on corn. Farmers in Tennessee report 92% of the 2025 corn crop is in fair to excellent condition. In Pennsylvania, 97% of farmers report corn in fair to excellent condition. In Michigan, those numbers are at 89%, and in Iowa, 97%. Many farmers in the eastern United States are optimistic about a bumper crop of corn this fall. More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all that adversity is a fact of life. It cannot be controlled. What we can control is how we react to it. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.